Track 1.
Are we all born equal and free? People's understanding of human rights is continually developing. That is why there is no universally agreed definition. However, human rights may be generally defined as those rights which humans inherit by birth, which cannot be purchased or earned or loaned or denied, and without which we cannot live as human beings. They are built in our demand for life in dignity, respect, and protection. For example, the right to have whatever you need so that you are not hungry, have clothes, and a place to live not only means that every human being is entitled to enough food, clothes, and shelter, but that the government has a responsibility to provide these things for its citizens. When talking about human rights, we usually refer to values that the nations of the world have agreed upon. These have been set down in many international agreements. The most important document is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR, adopted by the United Nations in 1948. The UDHR serves as a basis for the international protection of human rights and is a common statement of shared goals by the member states of the UN. In European law, human rights are often divided into three generations. First-generation human rights refer to classic human rights, for example, rights to freedom and political participation. We should all enjoy freedom of speech and equality before the law. Second-generation human rights are related to economic, social, and cultural rights. For example, the right to education, the right to work, and the right to social security. Third-generation human rights are also called solidarity rights because they cannot be applied only to individuals, but must be seen collectively. The right to peace and the right to self-determination are examples of third-generation human rights. However, the existence of the UDHR does not mean that human rights are not violated anymore. There are still countries where people are discriminated against because they belong to an ethnic, religious, or political minority. In some countries, these people are even tortured or killed. So although the Declaration has great moral standing and influence, it is still not really binding for many states and their governments. Nevertheless, human rights violations are monitored by the UN and also by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International, who put pressure on governments that abuse human rights.